I've got to be getting back to the copper kettle, Robert Sea Blanket said. He's bound to be finished with his bath by now. He'll want his dinner, and as soon as I get it served, he'll wonder why I'm not in the bathhouse myself. He grimaced. For that matter, I'll wonder why I'm not neck deep. I understand, the man on the other side of the rickety desk in the small dockside warehouse office replied. The office wasn't exceptionally clean, nor was it particularly warm, and its tiny window was so thoroughly covered with grime no one could possibly have seen through it, all of which only served to make it even better suited to their purposes. I understand, the other man repeated, and so far at least I think my superiors are going to be satisfied. At any rate, I don't think anyone's going to want to give you any more proactive instructions.
I hope not, Sea Blanket said with obvious feeling.
The other man arched an eyebrow, and the valet snorted.
This man is no fool, Father. I'm confident of everything I've reported so far, and I think your superior's original estimate of his character probably wasn't far wrong. But I'd really rather not be asked to do anything that might make him start wondering about me. If he ever realizes I'm reporting everything he does to someone else, he's likely to do something drastic about it. Please, don't forget he was Hector's spymaster. You know, the one all of Hector's assassins reported to?
Sea Blanket grimaced.
Coruscantian intelligence was never too shy about dropping suitably weighted bodies into handy lakes or bays, or swamps for that matter, and the two of us are about to sail across the Gulf of Dolar in winter. I'd sort of like to arrive on the other side.
Do you think it's really likely he'd react that way?
The other man actually seemed a bit amused, Sea Blanket noted sourly.
I don't know. And if it's just the same to you, Father, I'd rather not find out. It's always possible he'd exercise a little restraint if he figured out who planted me on him the last time he was in Yushai, but he might not, too. For that matter, he might not care who it was.
Well, we can't have that.
The other man stood, straightening his purple, flame-badged cassock, and raised his right hand to sign Langhorne's scepter in blessing.
My prayers will go with you, my son, he said solemnly.
Oh, thank you, Father.
It was perhaps a sign of just how preoccupied Sea Blanket truly was with the more immediate threat of the Earl of Corus's possible reactions that he allowed his own irritation to color his tone. Or it might simply have been how long he'd known the other man. Perhaps he realized it wasn't actually quite as risky as someone else might have thought. After all, even one of the Grand Inquisitor's personal troubleshooters could have a sense of humor, when all was said.